Rise and shine, it's a brand new day. Get ready, tackle the world in your own special way. We're here to talk politics, but don't you fret. Gonna keep it fun and light, no room for regret.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Washington Watch. Before we dive into today's political headlines, I want to take a quick moment to thank our amazing listeners. You're the reason we can keep bringing you these daily updates on what's happening in D.C. The truth is, independent journalism like ours doesn't run on magic. It takes resources, research, and a whole lot of coffee. If you find value in what we do and want to see Washington Watch continue delivering the political news you crave, consider making a donation. Even a small contribution goes a long way in keeping us on the air.
Welcome to Washington Watch, the quintessential daily podcast for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of current U.S. politics. Today, we delve into the complex world of political legalities and the impacts they can have on presidential campaigns. Additionally, we touch on the abrupt shifts in voter base trends, particularly the progressive youth and their concerns. Recently, unfortunate news stirred the political landscape. A very controversial figure decided it was necessary to end the life of a working dog when it couldn't fulfill its work duties anymore. Naturally, one might question if any justification exists for such an act, since working dogs and regular dogs share the same basic needs and are not different entities. The suggestion that one can dispose of a working dog once it ceases to be of service hints at an alarming pattern of flawed thinking. To all our listeners, allow us to clarify. If a pet cannot meet your expectations, consider a humane alternative, such as putting it up for adoption. This is the compassionate, responsible approach that truly empathetic citizens would usually resort to. Moving on, we arrive at the current legal and political conundrum surrounding a certain former president's contempt finding in a New York trial. Here, we will delve into two key aspects, the law and the ensuing political fallout. Legally speaking, despite an initial modest fine and a promise of further jail time for violations, this influential individual seems to have opted for a rather reserved stance so far. This non-aggression suggests a retreat from previous tactics and potentially evolving strategies as well. This shift may be linked to the second aspect of this situation, which pertains to the political repercussions of this trial. The portrayal of strength and independence has always been integral to the ex-president's public appeal. As these current legal proceedings progress, it's becoming evident that he is no longer steering the course of events, appearing instead to be at the mercy of the justice system. Each violation, each fine paid, chips away at the facade of strength, revealing vulnerability. Let's note, however, that sitting in a jail cell might appeal to his ethos of painting himself as a perennial victim to rally his base. He might perceive it as another chance to be perceived as the underdog. While an interesting prospect, it's clear he understands the gravity and the humiliation of languishing in a cell alone. The revealing image of weakness this scenario presents most certainly terrifies him. Transitioning into voter sentiment, we observe a decline in enthusiasm from young people and progressives towards a prominent Democratic figurehead. It's essential to remind these voters that punishing by non-participation or opposition won't necessarily address their grievances, especially as it pertains to foreign policy issues such as those unfolding in Gaza. A more effective approach would be actively challenging and voicing out against the policies they dispute, rather than resorting to electoral apathy or opposition. It's crucial that we remember it's not just about the person leading, but also about the policies enacted and their overall impact. Understandably, the specifics of Gaza policy may appear divisive, especially considering the loss of life and infrastructure. For many, the distinction between defending oneself and proactively engaging in harmful actions continues to be a topic of intense debate in this context. This wraps up today's episode of Washington Watch. Join us again for more insightful discussions on essential topics in U.S. politics. Stay engaged, stay informed.
All right, folks. That's all the political news we have for today on Washington Watch. But before you go, there's one more favor we'd ask. If you're a regular listener and enjoy the show, consider leaving us a positive review on your favorite podcast platform. Reviews help us reach new listeners and build a strong community around Washington Watch. So, take a second after this episode and head over to your app. Let us know what you think. We appreciate your feedback and support. And that's it for today. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow on Washington Watch.
To the issues with no filter in sight, from left to right, or put it all in plain sight. But remember, my friend.